It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lane Miller. Now, Lane Miller is a Price City Council member, but he also really enjoys getting out and about. And one of his favorite places to go is Nine Mile Canyon. In fact, he takes people down there quite often. We're going to talk about Nine Mile Canyon, let people know about what's out there, what it is, and maybe you can hook up with Lane and head on out there one day. Lane, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
My favorite topic, Nine Mile Canyon.
So let's talk about Nine Mile Canyon. Okay. Let's give people a little background into Nine Mile Canyon.
Okay. I've been going for 40 years. The thing about Nine Mile, when everybody thinks of Nine Mile, they think of the petroglyphs and the pictographs, and that's what drew me there. But there is so much history. The oldest confirmed date that I can find is 1867. So people have been going in there, white people have been going in there since then. The Utes were in there before. The Fremont Indians were there in there 1,000 years ago. So there's this really terrific blend of prehistoric and historic rock art and dates. There's even some old outlaw names and dates in there. And the road in Nine Mile was built in the 1880s by a troop of buffalo soldiers, black soldiers. The Utes called them buffalo soldiers because their black curly hair reminded them of the hair on the buffalo. So they called them buffalo soldiers. And that's what they've been known as ever since. There was a stagecoach route once they built Fort Duchesne. And they rounded up the Ute Indians, forced them onto the reservation. They needed a way to haul supplies into the soldiers. So supplies came into Price on a train, and then they were loaded on horse-drawn wagons and taken to Fort Duchesne. It was a three-day trip.
So it was a three-day trip from Price via 9 Mile to Fort Duchesne.
Correct. So you have all kinds of history. And then you get into the white ranching and farming history, and so it's just a fascinating place to go. History, lots and lots of history, and now there are some site identification signs there put in by the county.
I had to honestly come clean with Lane. I've lived in Carbon County since I was 7-8 years old, and last fall was the first time I've ever been to 9 Mile.
Shame on you.
And it's a great day trip. You know, me and my wife and my kids took lunch and went for a ride up there. A lot of things to look at, and it's just beautiful. It's one thing that people don't understand and realize probably when they get down in there, it is green in there.
It is. It's really green, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
And so what you've done is you take tours down through there, and you're doing a rather unique one, because anybody that really knows Lane knows that he's got a thing for motorcycles.
And I got a new one outside.
He's got a new one outside I'm looking at right now. And he has been taking motorcycle tours through Nine Mile Canyon.
Saturday is the first official organized motorcycle tour of 9 Mile.
And what time are they starting?
KSU, 9 o'clock.
I had to learn that too. KSU means kickstands up. That means you're leaving at 9 o'clock.
That's right. We're going to leave from Miller Travel there in Wellington, 9 o'clock. Should be home by 4 or 5.
What are some of the things you're going to take them out there to go see?
Well, we're going to talk about the history, of course. We're going to see some petroglyphs and a few pictographs, some Fremont granaries where they stored their corn and beans and stuff, and we're going to look at the scenery. Since the road is now paved, it's a fabulous motorcycle tour. It's just like this as I wind my hand through the air. It's a great ride.
So, and everything is out there. It just starts at 9 o'clock at Miller's in Wellington.
Yes.
And if you're there at 9:01, you're going to be too late.
Yeah, I'm a guy who does what he says.
It's like my father-in-law. If he says he's going to be somewhere at a certain time, he'll drive around if he's early.
Oh, not me. I'll go early.
So get on out and have some fun. Get out there. If you have a motorcycle, get a hold of Lane. How can they get a hold of you, or do they just show up?
It's best to talk to me either through Facebook, or they can call my cell phone. Should I give that number?
If you would like to.
820-4326.
Give him a call. Tell him that you're interested in going, and then that, you know, that way the group may not get too large.
That's right.
You may have to cut numbers down, and doggone it, you may have to go again if you get too many people.
I know. I hope so.
It's just terrible, isn't it?
I've arranged with the sheriff's office. They're going to provide a sag wagon with a trailer in case somebody breaks down. So they'll make sure that they alert people as they come around the corner that we're in the middle of the road, and if somebody has a problem, we can load it in the trailer and get them back to town.
All right. So Lane Miller taking people out to 9 Mile Canyon. It's going to be a lot of fun starting this Saturday, correct?
Correct.
Is the first Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. Yep.
Saturday the 20th.
20th.
This 20th. Saturday.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
It is. It's going
to
be beautiful weather out there.
I had to get a permit for that.
You did?
I did it, yeah.
You went through all the paperwork and everything?
Yep. Yep.
Cool.
I knew the right people.
There you go. So just head on out. Give him a call if you would like to head on out to 9 Mile Canyon. But then again, there's nothing that says you can't do it yourself.
No.
There are plenty of things around here in this area to get out and go see. And you know what? We're going to be talking about more of them. We're going to bring Lane back here in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about Range Creek.
Good.
We'll talk about that area up there because there's so much to see in this area. And now's just as good a time as any to go to it.
I like to tell people we're less than an hour from the pine trees and blue lakes. We're less than an hour from the desert and the red sandstone cliffs. We live in a fabulous spot.
We are in a good centralized location.
Yep.
We need to, you know, I guess we can let that out now.
I guess we did.
Lane, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this interview, you can always check it out on KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.